words, notes from the inside. It is a big moment for me, for anyone, I guess. But for me, someone who should not be here at all, it represents so much more than the look at me, I'm on TV venereal disease that I'm a celebrity Big Brother and Piers Morgan have infected us all with by continually fucking us in the ass via all media everywhere. It is almost exactly 6 years since I was discharged from a secure mental institution. I got out of my last mental hospital in 2007, off my face on meds, with no career, no manager, no albums, concerts, money, or dignity. And now I'm about to appear in front of an expected million-plus viewers in a primetime Channel 4 documentary with my name in the title. So yes, even with the obligatory indignant self-righteous victim pout, it is a big deal. All the more so, because it could so easily have been a Channel 5 documentary entitled I Ate My Own Penis to Stop the Aliens Taking Me Again. It could equally have been a CCTV excerpt from an episode of Crime Watch. But it isn't. It's something brilliant and honest and awkward and uncomfortable. Like a first date where you overshare a lot, but don't care because she's hot and lovely and you want to crawl inside her and die from the moment you meet her. The premise behind the film we made is that music heals. It offers a shot at redemption. It is one of the few things, non-chemical, that can burrow into our hearts and minds and do genuine good. And so I take a giant Steinway Model D, the best there is, all £120,000 and £1,300 of it, into a locked psychiatric ward, meet four schizophrenic patients, and after chatting to them, I play to them individually. They feel better. I look wistful. We all go on a journey of self-discovery and reach a better place. So far, so TV exec wet dream, so vom. But it is a powerful film. Pick of the day in every newspaper, and tear-inducing, but not in a manipulative ITV kind of way. The whole USP with the press is that I'm not just presenting and performing in it, but that it's especially poignant, their word, because I too was institutionalised and spent several months in secure psychiatric wards. They lap that victim-turned-success shit up. And for my part, I love it. I'll do all the publicity I can get. Get in as many radio and TV interviews, double-page spreads and magazine shoots as I can. As things build over time, I will use my backstory and minimal talent to flog albums, help charities, tour, do more TV, and try to make a difference to those who don't have a voice. Those who are dealing with the darkest, most desperate symptoms and circumstances and have no one to hear them. The ignored, belittled, lonely, lost, isolated. The ones you see shuffling along in their own little worlds, heads down, eyes switched off, unheard and backed into a terrible, silent corner. But I will also use it to try to make a difference to me personally. I will use it to make money and buy shit I don't need, upgrade everything, become visible and soaked through with attention. My head tells me I need this, that I hunger for it, because at some level I believe that there is a slim chance that commercial success, coupled with attention, will finally fix what is wrong with me. And if it doesn't, then I will go to Vegas, spend an aggressive amount of money in an even more aggressively short period of time, and then blow my brains out. We all watch the show, and I feel uncomfortable and exposed. Like listening to your voice on an answer phone for an hour in front of a room full of people, naked. There's nothing quite like seeing your own name trending at the number one spot on Twitter while having literally thousands of comments, messages, tweets, Facebook updates all about you to make you hunger for the isolation and security of a padded cell. It's the flip side of being an attention-seeking asshole. We shout, "Look at me!" for long enough, and then when people do, we get confused and startled and moan about it. Shine a light on anything involving dodgy motives, and it generally wants to crawl away in shame. It goes down well in my messy little living room.